chilling here in Honolulu, Hawaii with Mr. Ben Rempe. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Good to see you.
Great to see you. Yeah.
Hey, I want to start out with this conversation with probably a conversation that you've had with a number of people since the TMG co-op.
Yes.
Partnership, acquisition, whatever you want to call it. What is the status with TMGFS in this whole thing right now? Can you enlighten us, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I appreciate that question to start off because, you know, it's been a big change for us with TMG and their sale to co-op. And the natural question is, so what happens to TMGFS? Are we a part of that? And the answer is we were not a part of that sale. TMG Financial Services is still continuing on. Mm-hmm. We've been longtime partners with TMG and have a great relationships with those folks. Mm-hmm. And we're located in the same building and mm-hmm. we're all very, very tightly, you know,
big
close
family.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So it's a big change for them to be moving forward and now being a part of co-op. Mm-hmm. And I mean, really, our expectation is that our relationships will continue.
Right.
Our business is staying the same and unchanged. And, you know, instead of just having our sister company down the hallway mm-hmm. where, you know, we've got that close relationship through common ownership, mm-hmm. that changes, but really nothing else changes and our business is still the same. And I think that, you know, with that big announcement, there's been a little bit of confusion out there as to, hey, what's going on with TMG Financial Services?
Right.
So I'm glad we could just take a minute to clear it up a little bit and have people understand that we're still here and in business and moving forward.
Well, that was one of my thoughts, too, when I first saw it. I was like, okay, TMG, obviously, what's going to happen with TMG Financial Services? Are they going to be wrapped up in the under the fold as well, too? So that's good to clarify that, because I'm sure there's a lot of confusion out there. People like, especially your clients, like, what's going to happen to us type of thing?
Oh, my gosh. We spent the first, you know, week or 2 weeks pretty much just on the phone, not doing our normal jobs, but talking to people and making sure they understood that, hey, the sale is what it is, and it's a separate transaction than where we are. And both companies have always been set up with their own management teams, their own boards of directors, and their own ownership structure. The common ownership structure, of course, was the holding company, which is owned by the Iowa Credit Union League. So, you know, that was the way we were tied together. And, you know, and again, our management team, ownership structure, and board of directors, we're still moving forward as we always have been.
We like the sound of that. Business as usual. Hey, let's switch gears here a little bit. You guys just put out a white paper talking about the first 90 days of a card member journey.
We did.
What's this all about? Why is it so important right now?
You know, first of all, this is just a good example of the way we like to open up the hood. And we're not afraid to show people what it is that we do in order to help serve as many credit union members as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our goal when we started was to partner with credit unions and to give credit unions the opportunity to sell their portfolio mm-hmm. To an entity that wasn't going to compete with them on other types of products. Mm-hmm. All we do is credit cards. That's what we do all day, every day. And over time, we've built all of these core competencies, and we have a history of being able to grow credit card portfolio and engage with members and partner with the credit unions that are our partners and our that we issue cards for, mm-hmm. that we kind of realized along the way that, man, we're doing a lot of good things for members here, and credit unions don't necessarily have to sell their portfolios to us to be able to tap into the core competencies that we have outgoing. Mm-hmm. So whether that's marketing or collections or portfolio management, or in this case, the first 90 days of a cardholder's experience with a card, we just open up that hood and we're willing to share some things in order to drive the movement forward.
Okay.
Now, specifically to this is a great case study about one thing that our marketing team did to really understand why is it that when somebody applies for a card, is approved for a card, receives a card in the mail, why is it that a certain percentage of people just don't go out and activate it right away?
Yeah, good point.
And when you're thinking holistically about a credit card program, probably one of the last things you think about is after you approve somebody and send them the card, well, shoot, they just applied, they're going to use it.
Right.
Well, there's a certain percentage of people that don't end up activating. And so we wanted to try to solve for that and shrink that gap between mm-hmm. activated and non-activated mm-hmm. and engage those people sooner to be able to use, to go out and start using their card.
Mm-hmm.
So in short, we selected a test group. We went out and created a campaign to engage with those folks. And what we found was we accelerated the amount of time at which they reached out to actually activate the card. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a significantly higher spend in the first 90 days for those people because they're actively engaged with it. Now, go out to the website, You know, tmgfinancialservices.com, there is a Future of Credit blog that's out there. You can download the white papers there. We invite you to read it, see what it is that we did, and see if there's ways that you could do the same sort of thing for your membership, give us a call, and we're happy to provide you some insights and help you through the journey of the, especially the beginning journey of the cardholder lifestyle.
As you're talking, I'm thinking about my lovely wife, God bless her, but she's one of those people that gets a card in the mail and just won't activate it right away. And so if you ever need a case study, I can give you her phone number and you guys can talk.
Well, ask her what it would take to get her going right away. And it's amazing, you know, whether it's
five email. Kids is what keeps her from doing that. She does a phenomenal job. So that's one of the reasons.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Life starts to happen. You sign up for a card because they get a great promotion and offer in the mail and you think you're going to go out and use it. But then life happens. You get it. You set it on your desk in your you know kitchen, and the next thing you know,
where's that card? I thought I got a card in the mail.
What are you gonna do? Oh shoot! I missed the promotion period.
Right.
So, you know, it's fine. I'll just keep using the one that I have. So breaking that inertia and breaking through what people's busy lives are happening. You know, that's really important, and it's the type of thing that we think about. Because all we think about is credit cards all day long.
No doubt. Very timely. Anything else to add to wrap this up here? I mean, because obviously we can go to the website and get access to the white paper so people can grab it and check it out for more details. Anything else on the plate?
Well, you know, I think that for us, we're just continuing to look for ways to support credit unions and specifically with credit cards and payments. The future of moving money, it's really exciting and it seems like it's changing every day. And sometimes it's good to have a trusted advisor there that can help you up. And we absolutely have a vested interest in the way that people are spending, the way that people are using credit cards, because that's what we do. We have a portfolio that we're managing. And so when we're giving advice to people, we're taking action on that advice ourselves. So I think we bring a little bit of a different perspective, and you know, we really do want to support the industry as much as we can, drive value into members' pockets. And you know, it's not just us talking about things to do, it's us actually doing things because that's what we do.
I agree. Great message to end on. Ben, always a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I like the attire too. I'm wearing shorts tomorrow.